Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's time for Brockster's Millions.
You can have $1 million right now and forget the whole thing. Or you can go for the big one, Brewster. The $300 million.
Oh, what a dime by Brock Purdy!
Did Brock Purdy's value skyrocket or take a nosedive this week?
But if you fail, you don't get diddly.
Purdy.
And he's always bit.
For the latest Brock Stock Watch, here's Willard and Dibs.
Okay, Dibs. Brock Purdy, stock up or stock down?
Stock down, and not dramatically down. I don't think that it took a nosedive, if I can borrow from the voice guy's quiver. I love that voice that he comes with. It's very dramatic, the quiver, but stock down. And you could look at the numbers, and you'd say, oh, man, 28 of 36 for 319 in the TUD. He had the one pick, but quarterback rating of 101.3.
Yeah.
You look at the numbers and you think, okay, it's a good game. Then you watch the game and you realize, well, he also had a fumble and there were some throws left out there and not every interception is created equally. And the pick that he did throw was devastating because your defense had just held twice and you had a chance to, with a drive, get back in the lead if you scored a touchdown. At the very least, you drive down, give your defense a break, get a field goal, and you hang in the ball game. But that pick led to an immediate touchdown the other way, which created a deficit from which you could not recover.
Yeah, baked into anything that I've ever felt about Brock Purdy is the turnover situation and his ability to limit them and have very few. I think 11 picks all last year, and four of them came in one game.
Right.
That's really kind of incredible. He played 16 games. Four picks in one game. Take those other 15 football games. He had a total of seven picks. That's a pick every 2 weeks, one time. That's really, really good. And when you do that, you're going to win a lot of football games. Yesterday, turned it over twice. I know the Vikings did too. But yeah, I'll completely agree with you. Stock down, not a good game for Brock Purdy, but also not one that's going to knock anybody sort of off his scent when we talk about where this is headed. Is he going to get a commitment? Is he worth the money? What I think is relevant today is what we're going to see next and what this segment sounds like a week from today when we talk about Brockster's Millions, because it's one thing to play without Christian McCaffrey, and I think a very significant one, but to do it without Christian and Deebo Samuel in many ways feels like what a lot of people have been waiting for. Like, okay, you want $60 million. Let's see you run an offense without, I think, the main two people that lead fans down the road of, dude, you're a product of all this stuff around you. I really think it's like, yes, the left tackle's amazing. Yes, great tight end. Sure, Brandon Ayuk's awesome. But I think that Deebo and Christian, because of where they get the ball within the offense, those are the two guys that make people go, dude, Brock is just... like, oh, you just dump it over there, and then these guys are amazing with the ball in their hands after the catch and all that. And that does. It gives him a few long touchdowns a year when he only threw the ball like a yard or two. Happened in Philadelphia last year with Deebo a few times. So I get that. I think those two guys are the main reason people say that about Brock. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at what it looks like without those two and their skill set on the field.
Yeah, and you'll get a chance to see it against a Ram team on Sunday. And if he goes out there and plays well and they win, then the stock will go back up. And this is really, I think, the biggest test that he's had in terms of not having the guys around him. And for Shanahan, I think this is as much on him as it is on Brock Purdy. But you think about who the five eligibles will be for Brock Purdy on any given play, and Juwan's going to play more than usual. Ayuk will probably play almost every snap. Jordan Mason's going to play a ton. You'll have Kittle, and then you'll either have Chris Conley or Saubert or Juszczyk. You're going to have guys who are not used to being targeted or having the football in their hands. So it's going to be up to Brock to make this offense still hum with lesser people around him.
Let's go to GPD, our friend in Hayward on Willard and Dibs. What's up, GPD? What are you doing?
Hey, I just got home. I'm eating some Filipino pancit, which is like noodles and veggies and fish and chicken. I'm screaming. I love it.
I'm in.
And getting ready to go for a walk. Take the kids, walk to the park. This new park that they built by our house. Love it, too. So I'm not worried. My meter's at about a 5. And, yes, we want to see Brock without the weapons. And you know what? This is what it's about, right? This is football. It's going to happen. What was their record last year?
12 and 5.
And they still made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm not tripping. I think Brock's going to actually pick up his game. He looked at his mistakes. He's going to come back, and he's going to get busy, bro, because this is what you do, right? It's a team effort. Everybody lost that game. I know. I was with you, Mark. I was like, oh, my God. I was cursing. I had to go out into the garage and watch the game. You know what I'm saying? I was like, so the kids couldn't hear me, bro. I was so pissed. But I got over it. I'm just like, you know what? Hey, stock. I got stock. Berkshire Hathaway, Apple. Stock goes up and down, right? But over the long term, I'm at 112% profit on my stock, baby.
I will tell you this. Speaking of stock, GPD, and I'm with you, and we love it when you call, and thank you very much. Yeah, this was a frustrating one, but when you start to, I don't know, do you start to reason with yourself in the middle of games? You start to go, okay, what happens if they don't come back? Like, what's the fallout? How damaging of a loss is this?
Sure.
So, I mean, we're so early in the year. My answer this time, in about the third quarter yesterday, when they go down 20-7,
yep.
I'm like, okay, they're probably going to lose this game. What's the fallout? It's like, not much. I didn't know the Debo thing at that point, obviously. It hadn't even happened yet. But this was on the scale of damaging losses. This one is not that high.
Years ago, might have been 3 or 4 years ago when you lost in week 2 in the Meadowlands and you lost Jimmy G and Nick Bosa on that terrible turf. And I believe you lost the game as well. That was a lot more damaging because Bosa torn ACL, gone for the year. You lost your quarterback. That felt like a bigger blow. This was just a game that you lost. And honestly, you didn't lose it. They won it, is the way I look at it. Minnesota gets the credit more than the Niners get the blame. We're doing radio here in San Francisco, so we don't want to give too much credit to Minnesota because we're doing 49er, picking it through from a Niners standpoint. But Minnesota was really good.
They played well.
Their defense was better than your offense, and their offense was mostly better than your defense, and the special teams don't even get me started. So, yeah, week 2, not that big of a deal for me.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. I wanted to add this into the conversation. I have an update for you. Remember when we were talking earlier about, like, where do the 49ers go from here as far as NFC favorite? They remain the NFC favorite. However, they did go into the weekend at plus 550. That's their Super Bowl odds. Their odds to not just win the NFC, to win the Super Bowl. Plus 550. They lost the game, and they went to plus 650. And then the Debo announcement came out, and they went to plus 700.
Okay, little
so
move.
If you still want to buy stock in the Niners, I don't know. Maybe today's a good day to go put a little something on it, because the number has gotten better, somewhat significantly better.
Yeah, if I was interested in like writing the number and putting money on it, I still would wait because there's a chance you go to LA and lose. It's a road game.
Sure.
It's a road game-ish.
Always a chance.
And, you know, New England is better than I thought they'd be. I mean, they're not great.
They're serviceable.
They've got a good defense. And, you know, if the news comes out that Debo misses more than a couple, We know McCaffrey's going to miss the next three at least. Feels like that'll be longer. So if you're interested in the number and you still believe in the Niners, like Grandpa Daddy was just saying, you know, I'm not worried at all, guys. There's a new park by my house. I love it. I would wait and see if that number inflates a little bit more.
It could. It could.
Because even if they won two in a row, I don't think the number would plummet. The number would probably stay about where it is.
Probably. Chris in San Diego next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you for answering.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and I love your show. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and I agree with some of the other guys who have been calling, is I would like to see Shanahan, you know, utilize his players, you know, a little bit more, all of them, not just McCaffrey, you know. And I know how everybody was calling in, you know, in the past, last year, you know, why are we running McCaffrey all the time? Because we're scared of him getting hurt. And something like this was inevitable. And now he's running Mason all the time, right? And, I mean, I don't want to see him get hurt all of a sudden. And, I mean, when he's running 28 runs in a game, 24, 28. He's doing great. He's doing awesome. I think we need to give him more credit than he deserves. But I just don't want to see him get hurt. And we got the greatest. We have a lot of talent on the team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Can pass Debo or to Kittle or just some of the few, you know, because it's obvious for the defense to read. Others have been calling in and commenting the same thing, but I just have to concur with it. In fantasy football, I usually don't like to choose some of the running, you know, the wide receivers and cake on the Kansas City because, you know, Mahomes has so many of them, and he utilizes all of them. They're always running plays, and he's always throwing to different players. So I don't pick players on fantasy football from the Kansas City.
Chris, do you feel like the Niners were locking in on one or two people? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Kind of locking in on the few. Uh-huh. Once in a while, you'll see Jazuka, and I'll get one. But I think we just need to utilize everybody.
Right on.
I got you.
Thank you, Chris.
Sorry, that one tripped me up.
That was a good one. And you know what?
Did he call
honestly,
him Jazook?
It is Jazook. Kyle can say whatever he wants about his last name, but you want to sound that thing out? It's Jazook. It's not Juszczyk.
Oh, God.
The Poughkeepsie kid.
What's it?
We can go ahead and add that.
How's it spelled? JUSZCZYK. I would argue it's just Zick.
Sure. Sure. Whatever you want to make it. I know this. Jazook. Every time that I text it, Whenever I go on Twitter, I try to like look it up and spell it right because some people be like, "Learn to spell, you idiot."
No
but
chance.
Whenever I text it, I go J-U and then I throw in a couple of Z's and a C and a Y and a K somewhere in there. I never spell it correctly.
And you don't have to.
Thank you.
There's a couple names in Bay Area sports that you like. There are about 14 different ways you can spell them and everyone will still know who you're talking about.
Right.
Juszczyk, Yaz, and probably Poughkeepsie
and Pods,
Kid.
Yeah.
Poughkeepsie Kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But Pods is just Pods, and Yaz is Yaz.
Right.
And
well, Juice is Juice.
So if you put Juice, then it's Juice, but sometimes you try to spell it, and it's seriously, I don't know where the Z and the C and the other Z go.
I really don't want it to sound like I'm making fun of the caller. That just really hit me in my funny button.
Jazook. Yeah, it's great.
That was awesome.
Otherwise, though, his call was, I think, fairly spot on. I don't think that they focus on...
You don't think they're spreading around?
They try to, but right
now... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different people caught balls yesterday.
Okay, but, you know, you have one guy running it. And, you know, I was looking through the Kyle Shanahan transcript today from the press conference, and I didn't see a question about Garendo, but yeah. I could give you the answer that Kyle would have given if asked.
Go ahead. How'd you feel about Isaac Garendo's effort?
Well, I thought the one carry was a little flaccid and stuff, and I just don't think that he's ready to run it and stuff. And wow. I'm not really ready to give him more totes and stuff. And I think you saw from the one carry that. Oh, I mean, it's a word. It's not a curse word and stuff. And it's, you know, you saw the one carry and I gave him one snap and that's what we got out of the one snap. And so I didn't feel like he was ready to get another snap and stuff.
You know how people say that Brock Purdy is like a concoction of Kyle Shanahan?
He's getting there.
The proof is not in the play.
What's the proof in?
The press conference.
The stuff.
Listen one more time to him talk. This is Brock Purdy. I'm Brandon Ayuk. Granny, you can turn this off after the first 5 seconds.
I think he looks pretty good and stuff, but...
There you go.
Yeah, he's getting there.
Yep, product of the system. You were all right. Complete product of the system.
The caller is not wrong. I know that they threw the ball to 8 different receivers, fine, but right now it feels like Mason's the only one allowed to carry it with McCaffrey and Debo out, and they're looking for Kittle to throw it to, and hopefully Ayuk is up and ready to go, and he can start getting more targets. But right now, it doesn't feel like the way it used to, which is Juwan and, you know, Juszczyk or whatever that guy called him. Or,
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't feel right now like they're spreading it around because they can't.
Juice had 5 targets.
Yep.
Jennings had 4. Ayuk had 5. Kittle had 8. Debo had 10. And then Saubert had a couple, Conley had 1, and Mason had 1. I don't know. That doesn't bother me. That feels spread out. That feels pretty good. That's pretty good spreading out.
Dispersal?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's okay. I mean,
What did you want? You want everybody to get equal time?
No. What I want is twofold. One, I want them to have another running back that they can hand the ball to as a change of pace back.
That's fair. And I think that's fair.
So right now it's been Debo.
Who do you want that person to be?
Well, I would love it to be Garendo, but based on the one carry and stuff, I don't think that he's ready. And that's, I'm only reacting based on what Kyle did. So Kyle puts him in, they give him the ball, he goes nowhere, end of Garendo playing offense.
Yeah.
That to me is a telling reality. The other one I'd like to see, Mark, is... I'd like to see them maybe get a 7-step drop and pump one down the field one time. They didn't throw the ball down the field at all, and I know pass protection was a little spotty,
yep.
But it was a pretty vanilla offensive approach from a passing standpoint, I thought.
Well, I just think that the offensive line got beat, and I don't know what was in the play call. I don't know what was what the effort was, but if the offensive line breaks down a little bit, you're right. Those plays downfield are not going to develop. So I don't even know what the play call was, but Brock was often having to move around, run for his life. A couple things were off timing, and that's on him. And then outside of that, you know what I mean? Like, he completed balls, but yeah, like not far enough downfield. They end up in third down and short too much, and they were absolutely ineffective on that third and short. The Vikings did a great job.